Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the loser of Picks with Friends right in front of my face.
Oh, the loser and the winner are here.
That's right.
I'm just in the middle.
Not only the winner, the all-time record holder with the most wins. In the, think of all the money you people could have made if you just would have followed every single bet of mine. Millions.
Or all of us. Yeah. I won 80 games, dude.
I do like the idea that Corby wins and immediately comes in and goes, so how about this idea that next year the winner doesn't have to participate?
We'll get into that tomorrow.
Of course.
What
of
up,
course.
Bitch?
Look, I've won it three times. Odds are I'm going to win it.
No one cares. No. It's not the odds. Shut up. Because you lost it last year.
I did. Barely. But I did lose. And you lost barely. I can't believe how close it ended up. Where four people were within two games.
I know. And 80 wins will get you out on the plaza. Not under 500. It's every year it's been under 500, the loser.
Mm-hmm.
Every year.
Maybe you should change your little strategy next year with a little, I'm going to take Sol Ross this year.
Oh, no. We'll take Sol Ross.
Alabama A&M. Idiot.
Do I sound like that?
Yeah, you do. 10 years.
Yeah, your voice sounds different in your own head, but that's what it is.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get to this.
So Ross.
Yes. All right, here we go. Okay.
Is that an alpine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's at the very, if you've seen the movie Boyhood, it's at the very end of Boyhood. It's really
boys
cool.
Boys in the Hood?
Not Boys in the Hood.
Oh.
Boyhood.
Sorry.
All right. From Roland, you get 10 million. But every day for the rest of your life, there's a rabid dog that only wants to attack you. It moves at the speed of a dog, so you can leave the country, but eventually it will get there as well. So every day you have to fend off a rabid dog for $10 million.
Can you kill it?
It's going to be back the next day.
Okay.
Oh. Hmm. I don't think that's worth it. I'm going to get caught slipping one day, and the rabid dog is right there, and I'm not prepared.
Right. Like taking the trash out at night.
Oh, so let's just say, you know, you go on vacation to Florida. You're there for a week.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no way he
How
can
get
here.
Get there, though?
And then all of a sudden, you're just packing up, ready to go, and here he comes.
Well, what if you lived on an island? How would it get to the island?
It'll get there. Yeah, that's the point. You just don't know really when, but everywhere you go, it'll be there at some point.
That'd be such a colossal. I think it seems cool, and then within a month, you'd be like, I'm done. Give it back. I'm out.
Yeah.
But then it's too late.
Yeah.
You have to get all the shots in your stomach because you have rabies. Like if it bites you once, it just keeps going.
It could kill you.
I don't even know if rabies. We heard so much about it as a kid.
I've never been more afraid of anything.
I know.
Than rabies when I was growing up.
Is that like a 70s and 80s thing?
Because there are how many shots in your belly?
Dude, I never talked to my kids about rabies or anything. Have you talked to your son one time about rabies?
No.
My parents talked to me
all
the time about rabies.
Or tetanus because of a nail or something.
Hit the nose.
Is it just because we would go roaming around the neighborhood and there were always like skunks and stuff like that?
Or bats and whatnot that can hit you.
And now nobody does that? You can't get rabies from a video game?
I don't think so.
All right, for Motorcycle Edo, what would be a worse Picks with Friends punishment? You have to learn and post a TikTok dance once a week between the Super Bowl and training camp. So,
oh my gosh.
TikTok, 5 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be 20. 20 TikTok dances. Or you have to dress like Lenny Kravitz every day for the entire summer, meaning snakeskin pants, velour, sweater,
no
scarves.
Shirts.
Yeah, shirts.
That'd be worse. The Lenny Kravitz thing would be worse. Because the other thing's just once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're learning and posting a TikTok dance. Who wants to do
China?
Oh, that crap.
So you spend an hour a week doing that. The other thing is you're miserable every day in the summer.
You know how much ass you pull?
You know me.
You don't look like him. He's like shredded with a six pack.
No. I think once you put those clothes on, you're automatically shredded like Lenny.
Well, then I would do that. I look like that guy at 60 or whatever.
If it comes with the body, of course you would. But it doesn't. You look like yourself.
All right, Matt, we need to look up some dances for Donovan's performance.
Okay, for a guy that's not on the TikTok, how long are these dances that people do?
I don't
know.
They're like a minute long.
I'm not on the TikTok either.
Is there a limit as far as how much?
Depending on your account, you can have different amounts of time, but most of them are going to be like between a minute and 2 minutes. Like 3 minutes is a long time to be doing a little dance.
Like if I wanted to do a 5 minute dance, is it even accepted on TikTok?
You'd have to have X amount of followers. You couldn't just like sign up and be allowed 5 minutes. I think when you first sign up, you only have like 60 seconds.
So we go that route then. There it is. That would work. I think that'd be way easier to do than Lenny Kravitz.
Plus you'd have to go buy all the clothes. Yes. And, dude, it would be expensive.
Can you imagine wearing those pants in 115 degree heat?
Oh yeah. I saw him in concert outside. In Ennis, Texas. Ennis at the Speed Track or Speedway, whatever that,
Ennis.
Yeah,
speed
that
track.
Thing is down there.
Former
I don't know
Texas
what it is.
Motor Speedway.
The anus.
And he collapsed. He had heat. He got heat exhaustion.
I wonder why.
I know. Take off all your crap.
God.
Over under 6 hours of sleep while y'all are in Vegas.
Total?
No.
A night? Oh, man.
Under.
I'm going to say over because the nap is going to be in play.
Man, I
like you're going to go out and kick it. And the shows are early because it's West Coast. But then after the show, you can go take an hour and a half nap, recharge, and then get back at it.
I don't know, man. Because I already know there's going to be a couple of nights where it's going to be late. And even when I'm exhausted, I have a hard time napping. And I'm of the mindset of, well, when the show's over, I'll just continue to drink. That'll make me feel better.
Continue when the show's over. Do you start during the show?
No, I mean, like, I go to bed at whenever, wake up, do the show, and then at noon, you're sitting somewhere having a drink.
And I do love the fact that we're realizing our age and we don't do every night. Now, Vegas and the lights might tempt us to go every night this time. Because usually when we go
like
out,
Phoenix,
Corby, it's every other night.
Yes.
You go hard Sunday, you take Monday
a break.
Off.
Yeah.
You go hard Tuesday, you know, so now, I think the lights will tempt us to go a little bit harder.
This is the only time we've ever done this in a place like this. And there's only really only one place like this. I can't remember in New Orleans because that'll tempt you too.
New Orleans tempted us so much so that you wind up in a wheelchair.
Oh, that's right. I had a wheelchair. Blew my knee out.
Oh, God love
you.
On night one with you. With you.
Oh, man.
There are a couple of times we've been out, Corby, that we went really hard the majority of the week. New Orleans, well, no, that was not. Even you recovered, though, and we still went hard. Miami, we went hard.
Very.
And now Vegas, yeah. I know.
Those are kind of the three places.
Right. We're going to go extremely hard.
Yeah. Vegas will be interesting. I mean, they have beer bars that stay open until like 2, man.
2?
He's got.
I mean, every bar stays open till 2.
Yeah, but breweries and stuff, they never do that.
He has an alert on his phone.
We're going to get you past beer in Vegas.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, whatever happened to that mad guy?
What was that sound you just made?
I mean, that'll be
at least a couple of nights. We don't want you to think about a brewery. We're going to go and kick it.
All right.
Okay, you have to choose one. This is from Jason. You're walking down a dark alley and encounter Tyron Smith.
Okay.
Who is convinced you have wronged one of his family members who he loves very much.
Okay.
Or you go down that same alley and you come across a Rottweiler who thinks you're there to steal her puppies. Couldn't you reason with Tyron?
Yeah, I think I'd take Tyron because he'd kill you quicker.
He doesn't have a weapon, though. It's just him.
No, I think he could snap your neck or something where the dog would try to eat you, and that'd be way more painful. I think it's a less painful experience with Tyron.
Because I feel like Tyron, even if he swung and knocked you out, he's not just going to continue to maul you. Like, he'll knock you out, and then he'll say, take that, and walk off. The dog's not going to stop until you're dead. So give me Tyron.
Like, the dog will chew you.
Yeah.
I don't want to be chewed.
Chewed? June.
Wait, what?
I meant chewed.
Chewed.
I don't know what that is.
That's awesome.
I don't. You know what? I don't want to be chewed either.
I don't know.
Yeah, or you could always think that, well, maybe Tyron's going to blow his back out or something as he comes after me, right?
He takes a swing and miss, and that's it. Like, nope, sorry. Yeah.
Season's over.
You just kind of, you put the finger and you push his shoulder and he tips over and you won the fight.
That's the hope, man.
Yeah. 6 beers, 4 Big Macs, 90 minutes.
Well, yeah, the beers would be easy. It's the Big Mac part.
90 minutes, hour and a half.
So, and you know what? Like six Miller Lights or something that are really easy to drink.
You know, in 10 minutes, easy. I mean, it's the Big Mac.
Four of them. That's
yeah. If you did
that's
a, really,
a tall task.
No, if you did a really light, it's the Big Mac. Like just doing water with four Big Macs would be significant, quite a bit to me. But I don't know, man. If you pound those beers and you let that hit you, then I bet you could just devour the first two without thinking about
it. Would you drink all the beer like right away? Like in,
I think I'd down
15 minutes or something
that. I'd try
like,
to.
Would you shotgun them?
Yeah, you could do that so that you're feeling it, and then you get really hungry, and you're like, whatever, and then you could wash it down with the last.
Donovan, would you agree to shotgun 10 beers to get out of your punishment? Like, boom, 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 boom.
10?
10.
Yeah.
And two of them are a stout.
The rest are tiny S's.
Sure.
You would do that?
I'd do it.
Do you know how effed up he would be?
You'd be, you might.
But then I can't go to bed.
You might
I'd have to go out and kick it.
10?
No, I wouldn't die.
No, he wouldn't die.
Shotgun. I'd just throw up. I wouldn't die.
Yeah, he would throw up.
Yeah. I think you throw up after the third or fourth one.
Boot and rally.
Dude, that is
God,
a
I
lot.
Would love to see that.
Shotgunning days is a lot.
Put it on the table.
I'd have turned down a shotgun on Saturday night. I was like, what are we doing, man? Shotgunning. No.
If we could get you on the plaza. Okay, what if the rule is you can't throw up? Or you have to do the...
I have to do both?
Yeah.
I take my chances.
Why can't that just be what one of the hours is? Donnie shotgunning beers.
Interesting. Well,
I do have to work.
That's the last... It's our
idea.
Show.
Yeah.
It's our show.
From 6 to
but
7.
But then I have to go home. You're going to take me home?
We'll get you an Uber.
Oh, yes, yeah, of course we'll take you home.
We're going to
have you drive.
I'm not going to get in No. One of you clowns will have to take me home because I'm going to either pee in the car or throw up.
All right.
So it's going to be in one of your
definitely
cars, not an Uber.
At 5:50 on the day of the payoff, the last thing you do
is
shotgun six beers.
There it is.
Six?
Yeah.
Can't wait. Plus that, no, I'm out.
What's the last thing? You're doing song and dance all day, and then it's six beers.
I thought it was either do that or I could get out of it.
Well, Matt says it's true.
Matt gave us a better idea.
That's moved
much
into,
better idea.
No, you have to do whatever the show tells you to do for an hour.
No.
That's the performance.
Okay, we're not going that route.
I don't think you really have a choice here.
Well, you
okay, hang on.
We can't make up limitations after the loss has already been determined.
You can call me all you want to.
Bitch.
That doesn't seem right.
Bitch.
But yet it is. So.
But whatever.
Would you?
I'm down with whatever.
Would you rather mistakenly, and this is from Z, would you rather mistakenly use a friend's toothbrush or accidentally wear their underwear that they wore all day?
Oh, God.
I'm going to go, I'd rather use the toothbrush.
Ugh.
No, gross.
Other one is you're touching their stuff.
Well, you're not, it's just remnants.
No, because like, what if like when they peed, a little drop came out, and then that's on you.
But what if you don't know what they did with their mouth, and then it's the remnants on the toothbrush.
I don't know. It just seems.
Can you turn the underwear inside out?
If you know, sure.
No, you couldn't do that. It would have to be, it said if you accidentally did it. So you'd be wearing it, but oh man.
That's what I used to do in college. I'm like, just give it another day.
Yeah, college, you don't care.
No.
I don't know, the toothbrush.
You would have put on his drawers while brushing your teeth with his toothbrush.
What are you class president, man?
Who cares?
But at least a toothbrush has toothpaste on it. So that helps to clean it,
yeah,
right?
It's getting a wash every day.
God, it's horrible,
both of them
dude.
Are terrible. I think
the underwear thing would be really weird, man.
The toothbrush thing is really weird.
Yeah, I guess.
Donnie would rather shotgun six beers.
I would. I would shotgun beers in a heartbeat.
Easily.
Than use
Line
someone's
them up,
toothbrush.
Let's go.
Yes.
Yep.
Like, I would do 8% beers, too. Oh, my God. Can you imagine how messed up you would be?
It'd be, that'd be a lot.
Hello.
By God. The end of the 6:20, you just fall backwards.
All right, there you go. There is the birdhouse.
Thank you. Thank you, P1s. Thank you, Snake. Good stuff, Corby.